Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, welcome to the Roastcast, the number one podcast. AB, how are you doing today?
Number one podcast, huh?
You know, I'm trying to. We got a big show today. There's a lot to get to, a lot of off-screen drama, on-screen drama.
Rim,
go ahead.
I'm spent. Okay.
It's been a roller coaster.
It's been a damn roller coaster ride these last couple days. You kidding me?
I don't even know if you know all the off-screen drama. That's part of the charm of Rimini B, is we don't talk before.
I don't know. Here's the thing. But I don't even know where to start. I'm so up and down on love, on life, on this show.
I was going to say we ended on a high note, but that's actually not the case. Let's get to it, because there is a lot. Episode 10, the last real full episode in Paradise. Couples reset. We got Annalise and Camille. They're solid. We got Kevin and Astrid. They're, I'd say, meant to be.
Well, Annalise and Camille are solid. Like, did you actually think they were solid? Solid, in her eyes. Like, one of the best couples of all time in her eyes.
Yeah, and that balanced out Camille being lukewarm at best.
Okay.
So they were solid.
Yeah, good call.
And Kendall and Joe, the Kendall and Joe show is running smooth as ever at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan gets a date card, and Jenna said, now I'm going to call out a lot of Jenna. We're not going to talk about this big off-screen drama until it comes time. So if you don't know the big, there's a lot of people who listen who aren't knee deep in the stuff. Like a lot of listeners are, and like sometimes we are. So I'm going to call out some quotes that might seem weird that I'm calling them out.
Okay.
So just stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Oh, man. Jenna says, he's the first person who actually makes me feel special and important and cared about unconditionally besides my family. Hmm. Wow. Jenna loves Jordan, it sounds like, AB.
That's what it sounds like.
What do you got on their date?
Stay
tuned. For some reason. So, okay. All right. We're gonna run that into the ground already. What do you got on their date, which for some reason is an engagement photo shoot? That's a date?
Strange. Really strange. Yeah, and put on... Listen, I don't like when they put these girls in wedding dresses. That's not anyone's dream to be their first time in a wedding dress. A lot of times this is their first time wearing a wedding dress, is on Bachelor in Paradise taking a photo shoot with Jordan. No, I don't like it.
And why wouldn't it be? Why would you wear a wedding dress in any other scenario unless you're a wedding dress model? I will say these two look great.
Whoa, the pictures
turned out
off
very
a
well.
A bunch of wallets of every picture that was taken on this photo shoot. I need all of the pictures.
They are photogenic. And hey, we clown Jordan for being a male model. The guy's good at his
job.
The
guy's got talent. Okay? I mean, I'm sorry.
He's got a big talent that most people don't have, which is looking great in photos. When you take a picture of yourself that you're about to post on Instagram, how many, not you, but in general, how many you got, I don't know, I don't like the way that, Jordan looks good
every
time.
I look like shit in all pictures. Jordan,
of course.
Every single picture he took was phenomenal. He's so good at what he does.
Now, despite the bizarre circumstances, first off, is this precedented? Is that a word? Is this unprecedented? For wedding dresses in Bachelor in Paradise for people who aren't even engaged?
Maybe in Bachelor in Paradise, but the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise loves the wedding dress really early in the seasons.
The dudes on Becca's season all put on the tuxedos and did the wedding.
Yep, and there was another one. I think like when Corinne was topless in the pool. Was it Ari? Yeah. Was that Ari? Who was that? Or Nick Vile?
Nick. That was Nick,
Nick
yeah.
Vile. Yeah, they did a whole wedding. Everyone was in wedding dresses.
That episode was popping.
Whoa. People forget about Corinne and Nick. The explosive couple.
What I wanted to say was, despite this ridiculous date, I left this segment thinking these two are on solid ground and probable to get engaged and probable to get married and stay together. These two crazy kids were going to make it, I thought.
I agree.
Then Robbie Hayes shows up, baby. The old wrench in the...
Okay, what do you think this was about, Rem? What's the Robbie deal here? Like, why was he brought in?
I think he was brought in just so they could get that 1 second of B-roll where Jordan and Robbie were, like, facing off, and that's it.
It wasn't even... I didn't even see the moment that they teased all season. I don't even know if they showed that.
I was just going to say. Yeah, I don't think they showed that either.
Did they ever really face off? Like, he came in, he sat down and talked to Jenna, and then Jordan was like, you probably don't want to waste your date card, and then they both agreed that was the right decision, and they moved
understanding.
On. Mutual understanding of the situation, and they both moved on.
The real showdown was between Robbie and literally everyone on the island.
Yeah.
Talk about a lukewarm reception.
Whoa, people are not feeling Robbie.
It's one thing to just not like. They actually had everyone had a reason to not like the guy. Quick reminder, the last time we saw Robbie, he was caught red-handed cheating on Amanda Stanton, Amanda, America's mom.
Who's also been in the news lately, Rim. Stay tuned.
I forgot about that. I got to add stay tuned. Add that to the... I literally forgot to add that to the thing. Okay. First thing I noticed with Robbie, the guy's off a steroid cycle. I don't know if you noticed that, AB.
Yeah, he's shrunk.
He looks like those pictures of The Rock. Like, you ever seen, like, those before and after pictures of The Rock side by side where he's, like, shooting Fast and Furious and he's gigantic and then, like, normal Rock, which is, like, 240? anyway, by the time Robbie is done talking with Jordan and talking with all these different girls, because he's got a date card, he finally gets to Shoshana and he's burnt out. He's basically like, all right, listen. This is verbatim what he said. There are lots of pretty girls here. I talked to a bunch. And I want to take you on a date. That's it. That's it. Didn't really get to know her.
Listen, what do you want him to do, though? You let him on 2 days, maybe two days before the end of Paradise, and you give him a date card, and there's nobody there that is not in a relationship. Like, none of these people are going to end, even if they are feeling not comfortable with their relationships, they don't want to be the bad guy right before the end of the season. Like, obviously, you're not going to leave with Robbie. So what's the point of anyone accepting his date card?
He went about this all wrong. You shouldn't come in there and try and flirt with everyone and try to make a connection. And as Jordan said, try to steal the girl. You should just roll in and be like, all right, literally just say to the group, all right, who, raise your hand if you're not booed up and I'll talk to you. That's it. And it's just Shoshana.
There's no reason to talk to any of these girls.
No. Jordan and Cassandra had a little moment here, AB. I don't know if you remember this. They're hanging out in the day bed at night. This is just an excuse for me to do my
Jordan impression. Yeah.
Cassandra, I think, set this situation on a bad course. There's no way this could have gone well when you say, so do you wait for the girl to make a move or do you make a move?
Very awkward.
There's nothing, no good, nothing smooth can come of that.
I
no
mean,
matter what.
You could be a little smoother than asking, do you want me to make the move?
I suppose if I'm Cassandra, you gotta, I think, be a little more subtle with the hint rather than...
Had that been me?
Had it been you, AB, what would you have done?
I would have not made the move at that point, waited a little bit, and then made the move, Rim. Okay?
Ooh.
After we're done on the daybed, the move's coming, Rim.
Okay.
When you're least expecting it.
Okay, between the blatant request for a move and the move, it would have been bad, but okay, that's probably better than how Jordan handled it.
Well, now that we had this moment, I think we got 1 foot out of the friend zone, and now we're ready to really take things to the next level.
Joe and Kendall, AB, the first... They have the future talk. And Joe kind of jokingly says,
you never know. I mean, maybe we'll get engaged. You don't know.
And Kendall says, now this is, Kendall lost me a couple times here. She says, I know we try to avoid serious conversations at all costs. No, that is, there's no we here. You, Kendall, is the one that avoids the serious conversations. In fact, when Joe brings up something serious, she's like, oh, Joe, somebody else want to go on a date? She goes off and goes on a date. She's the one who's avoiding these, AB.
Yeah, I liked that Joe pointed that out multiple times. Like, quit saying we when you're talking about this breakup right now. Like, this has nothing to do with me.
Stood up for himself a little bit.
Absolutely.
We'll get more into it later, but at this point it became clear that Kendall is terrified of being proposed to.
Yep. Joe says he's been falling for her since day two. Joe really won me over even farther. I don't know how it happened, but I'm more in love with Joe than the day I met him.
We're going to have a Joe debrief after all this and just talk about this man's... The only time the word journey is truly applicable.
Absolutely.
And side note, when you say I've been falling for you since day one, that's something you say to make it seem like you're not a weirdo creep, because obviously he's been falling for us since day one. Did I say day two or day one?
Day one.
I meant day two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, AB. I don't know if anybody else does. Yep. Okay. Cocktail party. Let's run through a couple things before circling back to Kendall and Joe. Diggy swipes Olivia from John. John swipes Olivia from Diggy, and then something with the trumpet player. You got anything on that?
No.
Olivia and Cassandra pull Shoshana aside. A lot of syllables there. And they tell her about Robbie's cheating past, which I'm pretty sure Shoshana already knew. I mean, it's been spoken about, and she just literally plugged her ears. Do you remember the scene where Shoshana asked Robbie if he's ever cheated on anyone?
Yep, he comes with a hard yes.
instant yes.
Yep, sure have. But he says he did not cheat on Amanda, which I feel like was a mistake, because it was proven, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. My question is, if you're going to lie about cheating on Amanda, just also lie about cheating.
Your cheating?
Yeah, just come in this
makes
with
you
a
almost
clean
wonder,
slate.
Did he cheat on Amanda? Like, he was so open with the yes, he did cheat. Why would he lie about Amanda?
Big cheater. Love cheating. He said that so comfortably.
He was confident in his yes.
Yeah, very good at it, actually. Never been caught, actually. Huge cheating guy. Love it. But anyway, I don't ask you if you cheat. It was very weird. Passes the pass, though, AB. And Shoshana, not too bent out of shape about this news, apparently. No, believes him.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. This storyline I didn't want anything to do with. I knew that Paradise was over. Like, these two aren't going to end together. What's the point?
Agreed. It did remind me, though, Robbie, people forget, hairpiece? Something to think about. Okay, Kendall and Joe. Kendall and Joe. What happened here, AB? And in the moment, did you know what was going on, and were you surprised?
I was stunned, Rim. I don't say that often.
Wow.
I was stunned.
Took me aback when you said
that
just now.
At the minimum, they would be leaving hand in hand as a couple out of paradise. Sure. But instead, they break up for no reason. Literally
none.
No reason. And listen, I don't get why people break up, like, because it might be hard. Why don't you wait till it gets hard and then figure out if you want to deal with it or not? Like, long-term relationships are hard, but why don't you test it a little bit first? I just don't understand that mindset of people.
Agreed. One thing I don't like, it seems like recently there have been breakups that we, on this franchise, that we didn't know were breakups while they were happening, or even after they were happening. Like Peter and Rachel, I remember watching that and being like, all right, they love it, this is great. And then Kendall and Joe, I was like, wait, are you guys broke? I didn't know they were broken up. And then Joe goes, I'm leaving. I'm like, why are you leaving, man? Just talk this out.
You haven't, no one said it. Kendall never really said, like, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. It was very unclear. But right, Joe's just like, I'm out.
I'm out.
I think the writing was probably on the wall, but I need more clarity here.
Kendall loves Joe.
That's a fact. Big fact.
But doesn't know if she's in love with Joe. Joe, as you can imagine, not a semantics guy. Okay, doesn't want to play that game. She lost me again when she said, I don't know how you feel. I don't think you've ever expressed that to me.
Okay.
That was insane. That was pure
Everyone on the island and everybody at home knew Joe was head over heels with you from the minute he laid eyes on you, Kendall. So don't even play that game.
Joe goes, I was mad when you went on the date with Leo. I was pissed when you kissed John.
Which, again, I thought he made clear at the time while still respecting her space.
Played it perfectly. Agree.
Did you think it was over for real at the time?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was over. I was sad. Wow. I was very sad.
I didn't. Mostly because I knew that I was... unfortunately, I knew that these two were still hanging. No, not a spoiler, but like his Instagram, he was in Los Angeles a lot. Like a lot. Not just when they were filming this.
Oh, okay.
There were people who said that, you know... One time they were both on the same rooftop in Los Angeles at the same time. I was like, okay. And I just knew that these two were going to end up together. I mean, how could they? I didn't want to believe it.
Great point.
My favorite part of this breakup was when Joe was walking out and Kevin is at the bar and he sees what's happening and he just goes, fuck.
Yes. I remember that. Kevin and Joe had a bond that I loved. Yeah. Two best guys on the beach with the two best relationships.
Yes.
That support
Period.
Each other through the thick and thin.
Yep. Joe doesn't weep in the Jeep, though, AB.
No.
Keeps his cool. This turned into a little spoken word. Joe, cool Joe Amabile, AB. Okay. Guess I'm just really going to miss her. I mean, it was, if Joe's going to be broken up with, it could not have gone much better in the viewer's eyes. I mean, he didn't lose his cool, kept his chin up. Everything he did endeared him to America again.
Do you think he was the bachelor choice?
No.
If he wasn't in this relationship, let's say he just broke up with her there. And then they didn't get back together and they're done. Do you think he would be the bachelor right now?
I don't think they would have picked him. No. I stand by what I said about Colton. But a couple episodes ago, you and I talked and we were like, Joe's great. He's living up to the hype, but I don't think he could be. I said, I don't think he could be the bachelor.
He could do it.
He could absolutely. He would be a fabulous bachelor.
Great, and
he'd be great.
You have never had a person this popular with the fans.
No,
so
universally
that's what
makes
me wonder if he was the first choice. And I don't know. Maybe they offered him, and he's like, "No, I love Kendall," in his Joe voice, and then he turned it down. Voice. And then they scrambled and picked Colton. I don't know.
No, I think Colton was their pick all along, but I'll put it this way.
I don't know. This was filmed months ago, so they knew how Joe was going to come off here.
Yeah. All I know is this. If Kendall and Joe break up in the next 6 months or whatever, Joe instantly...
29.
I mean, he surpassed Peter as a more...
Yeah.
Yeah. He's surpassed Peter as a better bachelor prospect in my eyes.
Absolutely. Peter's gone, Rim. He's never coming back.
He's done. That's
fine.
He's
never coming back to our screens.
No, that's fine. Good for him.
Unless they pay him the big bucks for next year's Bachelor in Paradise. I'm talking big bucks, Rim.
I don't think this franchise pays anybody big anything anymore. I think they're purse stringing it. Okay. Anyway, this breakup sent absolute shockwaves through Paradise. And everyone's on pins and needles heading into the rose ceremony, even though Joe and Kendall breaking up really has nothing to do with anyone else's relationship, neither here nor there. But hey, rose ceremony. Cassandra, Jordan, gives her rose to Jordan. Shoshana, Robbie. Annalise, Camille. Astrid, Kevin. Crystal, Chris. Jenna, Jordan. The only one up for grabs. Olivia gives her rose to John. Once again,
wow.
Diggy gone too soon.
Would you say John has had the... Well, it goes without saying he's had the most surprising run on Bachelor in Paradise. That is not in question.
Agreed.
Do you think he's had the best run, Rim? In terms of how did he do this? He basically was... He was the man slut of the island. He hooked up with everybody,
but
and
like
somehow,
the adorable, it wasn't in a bad way.
And I would say no. He did it very respectfully. He I never had an ill
broke
thought
up
towards John,
girls.
Even though he kissed almost double digit women and led bunches of them on. He let Jubilee go for seemingly no reason. he was often on the cutting block on these roast ceremonies. Like, it was, there was three or four times where it was like John and two other guys. It could go either way. And somehow John kept making it out with a roast from a different woman. I don't understand how he did it.
Listen, that's all amazing. He had a good run, but I can't say it's the best because he left with no, I mean, he left with someone, no one, but he ended up with no one. And the number of catches he just sent home, he just dismissed, was really staggering.
He blew it.
I mean, he was like, Olivia, just want to be friends. Who was the other one? With
Chelsea,
the J.
We got Chelsea, we got Jubilee, we got...
Jubilee. He sent Jubilee packing.
For no reason. Absolutely no reason. Caroline sent her home.
Caroline.
If Bachelor in Paradise is a game, wasn't he the winner of this season?
Yeah, he had the most points. Yeah. It's like golf. He had like the he just kept finishing top 10. Yeah. He's got the most FedEx Cup points at the end of the season. Exactly. He didn't win any tournaments and he didn't win the championship, but he's got the most points. Unreal from that guy. Chris rolls in to announce the fantasy suites, AB. Just want to reiterate, this doesn't have to be a back and forth. Just want to reiterate my disdain for that term.
Sure.
It's archaic. It was probably edgy 20 years ago. Oh, anything could happen in the fantasy suite. Just change it to overnight suites, please. All right. We're not kids. Also, is it normally this much of a hard black and white ultimatum? Go to the fantasy suites or leave?
I don't remember it being like this. I don't know why they couldn't stick around another day, even if they didn't want to go on the fantasy suites.
Yeah. Go home. Now, what do you think about this? Behind the scenes, do you think it was propose tomorrow or go to the fantasy suite? Or no, propose tomorrow or leave? Like, that was the option, because that would kind of explain why a lot of these people chose not to go into the overnight suite.
No, I just think with a name like Fantasy Suite as the date, none of these people want to go there when they don't have any sort of relationship, because it would be a bad look in terms of the show. Not that anything to, they're all adults. They can go to a fantasy suite if you want to, but the stigma that comes with fantasy suites in general, for some reason it's there, and I don't think they want to go to it unless they're in an actual relationship.
Speaking of people not in actual relationships, John and Olivia. John says, hey, barely know each other. Let's not do this. But I want to leave with you. I was hopeful for these two.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
Olivia's great. John and Cassandra. Jordan and Cassandra.
Jordan.
Wouldn't be surprising if it was John and Cassandra, the way
no,
things are going
all
with him. Jordan and Cassandra.
John has two of these.
John
has two of those end of the season conversations with different girls.
I would love just a polygamist participant on this show. Jordan and Cassandra. Great moment here. She goes, so you don't think if we had more time, things would be different? And he goes, no. No, I don't.
Okay.
We've gone as far as we can go. Let's just leave now. Bizarrely frank from Jordan.
Yeah, I agree.
Robbie and Shoshana, Robbie lies and said maybe they'll go to dinner sometime.
No.
Camille and Annalise head to the fantasies. Annalise damn near brought like furry handcuffs to this talk on the daybed. They're going to the fantasy suite, obviously.
I mean, I just wrote down that this is a really unfortunate relationship, because you can tell she wants it so bad and she's not going to get it. Everyone could tell all along Camille wasn't that into it. And there was a gap between what she was feeling, and what he was feeling.
That was the case. I say something later on in my notes. She really set herself up for disappointment. And obviously her intentions were never in question. Like,
absolutely,
if anyone
not
was there for love, it was Annalise, no question about it. But when you want so much so quickly from so many, it's gonna fail. You're gonna fail. Like, it's not gonna work out every time, or maybe at all. So Annalise, in my opinion, set herself up for this failure, and especially Camille was sending the signs that he wasn't interested.
Yeah,
like he could barely keep his eyes open when he talked to her. Jenna and Jordan, the lovebirds, the unbreakable bond of love that these two share, really admirable to see. They head to the fantasy suite. And Kevin and Astrid, in a just world also would have gone to the overnight suite. But AB, Kevin's got some fantasy suite PTSD. What did you think of this?
I've never been more confused in my life. No, I didn't see this coming. Did not at all. And I, once it did happen, shut the thing down. Shut everything down. Joe and Kendall are gone. Kevin and Astrid are gone. What are we doing here? So basically, we got the real couples are leaving, and the fake-ass couples are staying for the fantasy suite. So what are we doing here, Chris Harrison? Shut it down. Shut the lights out.
Well, like you said, the real couples are leaving. That almost, to me, implies that the either propose tomorrow or leave ultimatum could was be. There. Because hey. The real couples like actually want to be in real relationships and don't want to go through some showy
yeah.
engagement and don't care about the ring necessarily. And the fake couples are like, let's get the money. Let's get the,
let's get
you know,
the ring.
Screen time. Let's yeah, let's keep popping. Going here. Yeah. So I don't know. But I was... Heck, I'll say it. I was stunned.
I was
stunned and heartbroken. I loved the show. It was very entertaining. I loved that episode, but
well,
that
it was just
the
knockout
I did not
punch.
Expect to be that into it.
It was it the was, knockout punch, Rim. You got blasted in the gut, sucked all the wind out of you by Kendall and Joe, and then when you're groggily like standing up, Kevin came yeah. and knocked your ass out.
Wow, yeah.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah, it sucked. That sucked. And, you know, I don't get it. I have, there's not many couples that I've been really invested in on this show. Okay, because the lead of the flagship franchise always picks someone we don't like.
Yep.
And last year, Paradise didn't have this year's juice. These two couples were my two favorite couples since I've started watching. I mean that. And to see them break
Listen,
up within the span
I
of 45
agree.
Minutes was crushing.
I completely agree.
Man. Was not pleased. I'm tearing up just thinking about the Kevin's face crying. Don't go. It was too much. It was too
and
much.
And Astrid, the queen, completely stunned
oh,
by
I
all
love,
this.
I
she
love
was
it.
Shocked.
Yeah. Taking, felt terrible for her.
Came out of nowhere. I felt bad for her. She's one of my favorites as well.
She really, Astrid was really endearing on this. We,
yeah.
I was skeptical of Astrid. She had a great season. It turns out Astrid is hilarious. Not just commentary like between the, you know, scenes or whatever, but also like her Instagram captions make me laugh every time. episode 11, the finale, as Chris calls it. We got to what? Three couples left. Annalise and Camille up first. AB, in my opinion, Camille said everything you say when you're about to propose. he checked all the getting ready to propose here. And then finished it off with a line about not being ready.
Yeah, I didn't see. I thought he was going to propose too. You're right.
Annalise, I also, once he declined to propose, and Annalise, I could have predicted, said, I totally agree. Okay. All right, Annalise, wink, wink on that one. Anything else with those two? They're doomed. They were doomed when
no,
they walked
I
off
mean,
the set.
Yeah,
do you agree?
I mean, what are we doing here? As soon as he didn't propose, I knew this was not going to be a good reunion for them. I knew either they were already broken up or something was going to happen shortly after.
I think it was both. Jenna and Jordan. A little Jenna quote. Add this to the...
Okay. I'm listening closely.
If Jordan does not propose... My heart will be crushed.
No. Will it?
Yeah. Jordan proposes because he loves Jenna more than anyone's ever loved anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna says yes, because I thought she also loved Jordan almost as much. This seemed like a very sincere proposal to me, AB. The guy's voice was shaking. What did you make of this?
Did you know the stuff before you watched the episode?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I couldn't watch it. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it with the same... feelings. I didn't have the same feelings.
No.
As I was watching it almost ruined the situation.
This proposal would have, if we didn't know that news, this proposal would have almost made up for the soul-snatching
yeah, absolutely.
Breakups of
I've been
the
all
before.
In on this couple.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as far, in my opinion, and that's all we can do, because we can't get inside their heads, as people on the show like to say, I think Jordan truly, madly, deeply, Savage Garden loved Jenna. You could just tell. Sometimes
I
you
agree.
Can just tell in people's eyes. I thought
agree.
It was real. I mean, how about these two with the slot? These two crazy kids are into sloppy making out, AB, my opinion. Jenna had her hands in his pockets when they were kissing. It was just, it was weird. And I thought it was a fairy tale. I thought this was a fairy tale scenario.
Yep.
Another couple also in love. A lot of love on this season.
There was there.
Chris and, whoa, stay tuned. Chris and Crystal, AB.
Is this real, Rim? Can I ask that before we start? Is this real? Are these two real?
I think it's real. I didn't believe it at any point.
I still don't. Did
I think I do now. There's no. We have no choice but to believe it now. It's. Keep in mind, just a few short weeks ago, Crystal shockingly crawled into a daybed with Tia's boyfriend, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. That just happened.
And then later, the next morning, Chris talked about how he's going to take 4 to 5 women out that night in one of the biggest douchebag conversations in the series history.
Do you think this just popped in my head? Chris, douchebag, unequivocal.
No doubt.
The evidence is there. He's not getting a bad edit, folks. Nope. Like, his actions on several seasons of the show have shown that to be true. But Crystal has some fixing abilities, I think, based on what she said and what we know about helping her brother overcome obstacles and what they both said at the reunion. I think Crystal saw some things in Chris that, hey, man, like, cut this bullshit out with the fake tough guy stuff. That's not who you really are. Be who you really are. And I think she helped him. I really genuinely think, wow. I don't know if they really love each other, and I don't know if they'll actually be married, but I think Crystal genuinely saw something in Chris that she could kind of salvage from this guy.
Well,
I don't know.
I had never thought about that. Dr. Rim digging deep.
Sometimes good stuff crops up in the old school there. Anyway, back to my notes. I'm so confused by them and I don't get it.
Goose,
it's just such an insane
goose,
couple.
Even his proposal, I thought for sure it was a breakup. I thought it was he tricked me.
What a joke. What a vintage Chris proposal.
Corny ass proposal.
Only Chris would do a fake out proposal. I mean... I don't know, proposal decorum, but that's not, I don't think that's the angle you
want to take. The girl's not going to, they don't want to feel like deep heartbreak right before they accept your proposal. Like for the split, for like 10 seconds, they don't want to have that heartbreak. That's not something they're looking for.
And then you have to tell people, well, that's all actually overrated. I don't know anybody's proposal stories, but if anybody asks, you got to go, well, first he pretended like we were breaking up. Oh, hilarious. anyway. Thought it was weird. And then when Chris FaceTimed his mom to say, hey, I'm engaged. And then he like tilted the camera and his mom's like, oh, shit, Crystal. Like, I didn't even know you guys were together. Like, Crystal the villain? Whoa. Anyway, what a world, AB. What a world. Mr. and Mrs. Goose.
Incredible.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's go to the after show. I'm going to list off all the people who are there just so we can also comment on how many of them didn't get any airtime.
Yeah.
Angela, the queen, David, Chelsea, Benoit, Shoshana, Kenny, Leo.
Wow. The gall of this station.
What is Leo thinking showing up to this?
What are they? This was recorded like 2 weeks ago.
Not even. I think it was maybe a week ago.
So ABC, you know what's going on with Leo. Like, what is going on here?
Also, allegations true or false, his handling has been in very
atrocious.
Poor form.
Yeah,
and he
I
should
mean,
be
it's a
done.
Joke. You should have cut ties. It's a joke that he was allowed onto Bachelorette to begin with these allegations in the air. Because this is years ago that this stuff happened, okay? So that stuff was out there. A simple search.
Yeah.
Should have dug this up. He should have never been on Bachelorette. He should have definitely never been on Bachelor in Paradise. And now you bring him onto the show after the stuff is very public at this point. And he was a douchebag on the show. He almost got in a fist fight. What are we doing here, ABC?
Crazy.
Like, someone needs to be fired or thrown in jail with Leo.
It's very hard for me to believe that this is the kind of thing that makes you question whether or not they're actually going to change what they say they're going to do.
It makes me completely know they knew all this stuff about Leo and they just did not care. Like, there's no way, there's no possible way that they didn't know. There's too much stuff that's happened in the last year. It's been a bad year for ABC's vetting department. And it makes me know that I think they know this stuff. They probably aren't bad at their jobs. They just don't care.
Yeah. Or they just have demented thought logic.
Yeah.
To be like, well, yeah, Leo, talk about a real villain. People will be talking if we put Leo on there.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, no, we don't want Leo.
They might just be going with the old idea of any controversy is good controversy, Rim. It's not, ABC.
When they showed his face and he like waved, you could see on his face like, yep, it's me. I know I shouldn't be here. And it got dead quiet and even some boos. And not like, boo, you dumped a contestant.
You suck,
like, it was like, get out of here.
No, like
boo.
You're a bad human.
Yeah, it was lusty, AB. Anyway, we're done with Leo. I'll put it this way. I'm glad they didn't show him.
Do you think they had a segment and they just didn't air it? Otherwise, why would they bring him?
No, I think they just booked his ticket. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they had a segment.
Then why?
Because
it's baffling to me that he was there.
Yeah. John, Bibiana, Olivia, Annalise, Eric, Jordan, Tia, Wills, Kendall, and Colton. Here are my big takeaways before we get into the couple in the hot seat. Wills, number one, quit playing with the shorts and the Timberlands, okay? I know somebody's got to like... You don't know where the line is until someone crosses it in terms of pushing the envelope. You crossed it, okay? Kenny and Wills, zero screen time.
Yeah.
Bibiana, very little screen time. They didn't even acknowledge that Colton was the next Bachelor, which I thought was bizarre because he had been announced by
them. This whole thing
was
bizarre. He didn't get his own segment. I thought he'd get his own segment. What do we do? What is it? Can I be a producer? I'll make this 10 times better.
It doesn't seem that hard. It really doesn't seem
like,
that hard.
What are we doing? Colton's just sitting there like a schmuck with the common folk. He's not with these folks anymore. He's on the pedestal.
He looked like a schmuck,
baby.
Yeah,
he's just
and
sitting
he
down there in
like
the
a
chair.
Schmuck.
He looked terrible.
I'm almost wondering if they already know, like, kind of made a bad choice here. This guy has no charisma.
Yeah.
He said a few lines about Tia, but pretty clear to me that they tamped him down. And I'm wondering if it's because of the backlash and they want to prevent oversaturation. That's too late for that, but they don't want to even hit us over the head even more with Tia Colton stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Weird. Very weird to have. I mean, they're treating him like a fucking kid.
Very bizarre to have the Bachelor or Bachelorette just sitting there. Like, I never ever remember. Becca came out on her own and had a sit down where they celebrated her being the Bachelorette. Like, he was just sitting down there with Wills, who got no airtime. Like, what's the point?
I mean, Jason and his after the final rose had more presence and more importance than Colton did as the Bachelor.
He's
on a bigger
bachelor.
Chair. Yeah. Crazy. They didn't prop this guy up at all. Okay. Kevin and Astrid. Okay. Kevin is the best, AB.
Yeah.
I don't know who I like more than Kevin or Grocer Joe. They're great. The guy is open. He's talking about his therapy. He's talking about consulting with his family. Not making any excuses for anything. A lot of guys go up there, and whether they know it or not, are kind of like making shit up, making excuses for why they broke up.
It's just refreshing to see a guy take care of himself and not be ashamed of it. Like, take care of yourself, folks. Therapy is nothing to, it's not taboo.
Nope.
Come on.
Kevin would have been a great American bachelor.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Just let me daydream a little bit about how great that would be. Astrid, I think, did some acting here, AB. She made it seem like they weren't together.
Yeah.
She made it seem like they weren't sure. Chris was like, so, do you love her? And he's like, I love her. And he goes, Astrid? And she's like, she like paused. And I'm like, unless that was clever editing, like, you didn't have to, that pause was.
No, you've been together this whole time.
Yeah. And I'm thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled that these two were back together. Mm-hmm. Kendall and Joe. Chris worded a question in a way that I thought was funny. He was like, when did you know you made a monumental mistake? Just like, it's implied that you made a mistake, obviously.
That goes without saying, but this was the mistake of epic proportion.
Yeah.
Listen, you'll when Kendall came out, I didn't know any of the stuff, so I couldn't help but openly boo my screen. And I like Kendall a lot. Yeah. But that's
she
just
looked,
what happened. It was
guilty.
Involuntary.
She looked guilty of something.
Her.
She was like, sorry. I know I broke your hearts. Here's what happened. Kendall left Paradise and immediately flew to Chicago. They probably left on the same plane from the same airport. She saw the crib and was like, damn, okay. Joe's living nice. We can do this. They said, Kendall and said, hey, I still love you. They're in his apartment now. I'm not explaining this well. They have the cameras in his apartment. Okay. Kendall said, hey, I still love you. Mm-hmm. Joe, AB, in my opinion, played the game, played the bachelor
Absolutely.
Game here a little bit. He was like, I don't know. Can I get there? I don't know. Quit playing, Joe.
Quit playing,
you know,
Joe.
You
this is
you
the love of your
back.
Life, and you know it. You were ecstatic to see her the first time when she showed up there.
I mean, I moved on. No, you didn't.
Rim, can we talk about his apartment? They didn't show much of it, but I saw some other pictures of it. What you're a Chicago guy. What do you, what's the value?
Oh, that's a Millie. Easy Millie. If I don't know how big it is.
It
I mean,
huge.
Those ceilings,
a private elevator.
Big.
Ceilings
yeah.
were.
Oh, if the elevator
ceilings,
goes straight to the crib,
I would put the ceilings at 30 feet, no less.
There were gigantic ceilings. And here's the thing. People, if you just saw that, you'd be like, oh, they rented some shit to make him look baller. But he, first off, that's where his pre-bachelorette thing was taped.
Mm-hmm.
That scene, that view was in the background of his pre-bachelorette thing. And he did some thing with Jordan on the bachelorette finale or something on Instagram where those two were in that condo.
Okay.
That's where Joe lives.
Wow.
Okay? Joe is... Wow. and just FYI, people, I don't have a handle on the Chicago real estate market. I don't know how much it costs. It's an expensive place to live where he is. Anyway, great storytelling tactic from the producers. We'll give credit where credit's due. Leaving us hanging, acting like, are they going to get back together? I guess we'll have to find out at the reunion. We didn't know if they were together or not. And it would have been anticlimactic to show them getting together in Chicago and not at the reunion.
Sure. Listen, we rip the producers a bunch, but they also do a lot of good stuff, folks.
And this was one of them.
Yep.
If you didn't know they were together, I bet you're on pins and needles waiting for Joe to come out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the two couples we love most on this show broke up.
They're real.
Crushed me. They're real. They're absolutely real. And they're back together, both of them. And after this was concluded, I thought, okay, I don't need to watch the rest of this hour. I don't care about anybody else as much as I care about these last two couples.
I'm wondering, Rim, can we get a spinoff?
I gotta think that's
in the works, Rim. Like, you gotta think. Grocer Joe is a money bucket right now.
Yeah, he is.
A ratings king.
Yeah,
and
he
Kendall
is.
isn't she's very entertaining
she
herself.
Chopped liver, yeah. Whoa. I'd watch a spinoff where it's just those two couples like visiting each other back and forth. I don't even care if they're real friends in real life.
Absolutely.
I just want those two.
I'm not ready for my time with Joser Grow to be
Grocer.
Yeah. I'm not ready for my time with Grocer Joe to be over.
Me neither. Who is, AB? Who is? A little piece of me, I really wanted them to be together, okay?
Yeah.
If you invest in a couple at all on this show, it's disappointing when they don't end up together. But a little piece of me was like, damn, I wanted Joe to be the Bachelor. I wanted Joe to be in Paradise next year. I just wanted more Joe. Well, he's going to be, as Chris revealed, on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
And he dropped this news on Joe's head, and I don't think Joe... I seriously don't think Joe knew.
I don't think he did either. This was one of the times where I think it was a legitimate surprise.
Yeah. Because Joe's reaction was like, oh my God, are you serious? And Kendall seemed surprised. Everyone was shocked, AB. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I do now.
Okay. All right.
Put it that way.
All right. I think... He is going to, I've never seen it, maybe once or twice,
I've
actually,
dabbled,
now I think about it.
Yeah. Never been sucked in completely. This is going to get the job done.
I think a lot of it's fan voting, and I think this is going to be like Justin Bieber winning the Celebrity All-Star Game MVP award every year because the fans go
absolutely
crazy for him. I think Joe's got a shot to win Dancing with the Stars. Okay. Camille and Annalise. Annalise predictably comes out there, acts like everything's fine, better than fine. AB, an engagement is impending. Of course, these two love each other. Why would you think otherwise? You could tell. Not the case.
No.
Camille comes out and is like, yeah, can't really do this anymore. Not feeling it at all. Annalise, floored and embarrassed. I'd say no one.
Humiliated.
No one would be as humiliated as Annalise was, just given the like expectations she set for this experience. And I tell you what, I wasn't sure I could feel bad for Annalise after we all knew she was going to be disappointed, and kind of being frankly annoying in the process.
Yeah.
But that was absolutely humiliating, and I felt awful for her. Awful, AB.
I got the feel that the producers had nothing to do with this. Like, Camille took it on his own. I'm going to be the villain of this season. I'm going to break up with her. I got the feeling nobody knew. Because even Chris Harrison's like, hey, why didn't you do this 2 days ago? Like, I know this was great TV, but that's a dickhead move. I can't get on board with this.
No, I think he was. I think he was
producer-driven?
Produced
okay.
To do that. Yeah. It was great TV, though. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It was shocking to see. They needed a breakup like this, AB. Okay? You can't have it all be lovey-dovey. You got to have this crazy breakup. And they needed this girl power moment that came after
it. She came back.
Which was Annalise leaving, crying, getting it out, and then coming back and be like, listen up, Camille. You did this, this, and this. You're the one who let me down. You're the one who was only going 10. I was going 90.
Absolutely.
Although it did Annalise expose herself as a liar, if we're going to call a spade, she's like, everything's great. We'll probably be engaged soon. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, I tried to break up with you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
the dirty laundry came out.
Yep.
Okay, what do you got on Jenna and Jordan?
I wrote down Annalise for Bachelorette.
Okay, you were heat of the moment.
Yeah,
note
I was
right
in the
there.
Moment. I don't think that anymore.
I don't know about that. Jenna and Jordan, what do you got on these two, AB? These two kids, these crazy kids.
When's it time to expose them?
We got to remember people who aren't in the muck. They set a date. They're in love.
Yep.
These two and three are
going to be
a bachelor, set
a
date.
Wedding. Chris Harrison is going to do the ceremony. It's beautiful. They show a clip of them in real world, just in love.
Love.
It seemed like the chemistry was really, really right with these two in the real world.
These two are good for each other. the only thing that gives Jenna pause is when Jordan talks about babies. But the fact that Jordan is talking about Jordan said, when I'm 28, I want to be married with kids and all this stuff. And it's like, Jordan loves Jenna, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. On to the news that stained this whole event. Normally we call him he who shall not be named, but since he hit the nail on the head here, we have to acknowledge this is Reality Steve broke this story. Someone close to Jenna sent Reality Steve screenshots of texts from Jenna. I would like to read the most damning one. From Jenna to this person, man. Good morning, handsome. I wanted to say sorry. Don't be mad at me or do anything crazy. I know you're upset about this week's episodes, but I told you yesterday, and I keep telling you, that this is all for my business. You know how much I need the money. Me and Jordan aren't together for real. Wow. I don't even like him, let alone love him.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I'm better than him.
Wow.
Let me say that again. I'm better than him, And once I'm able to, I'll break it off for good and make up some story to make it look bad. If it'll make you, make him look
make
bad.
Make him look bad.
I came in, my eyes didn't want to see that and say it through my mouth. I'll make up a story to make him look bad and if it'll make you feel better. He means nothing to me and never has. None of the other guys I go out with mean anything. What's going on behind
there?
Why
you got so many guys you're going out with?
Okay.
You're engaged.
All for work, all for work and networking. You're the only one I need in my life.
Wow.
The only guy who interests me. I need you to love me and always be there for me. I'm going to call you. You still love me? ? Three crying emojis and then like a wailing emoji. Disgusting.
Disgusting
Alex.
Stuff. What a jerk, Rim.
The worst of the worst from this franchise.
I don't even... It's so disappointing to see this. Couldn't happen to a better
more
guy.
Innocent, a more innocent
yeah.
guy than Jordan?
Wow.
It's one thing. First off, the content of this text, when I first saw it, I didn't believe it. I wasn't sure it was real because this is extraordinarily easy to fake, okay?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like anybody can type this and do this. What was even more fake about it to me was what she said. All the lines she had in there are ridiculous. Like,
absolutely.
To say something so explicitly and be like, I'm doing it for my business, I don't love him, blah, blah. I thought that was insane. On top of that, it's one thing to be in cahoots with someone for personal gain. Two people like gaming the system, getting the followers. It's quite another to play with someone's real emotions like this.
It's ruthless. Since then, Jordan's come out, Rim. Did you see what Jordan said? Jordan believes it, basically.
Yeah.
He's crushed. He's crushed. He doesn't even know what to do with himself. It's really unfortunate.
Sad. 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 Jenna denies everything, AB. Here's her statement to People magazine. I am aware of the, like she's a, you know, politician or something. I am aware of the allegations being made against me and they are simply untrue. I am choosing to focus on my relationship right now. Thank you for respecting my privacy at this time.
Listen, they're not allegations. If you think those texts are fake, then prove it. Like,
or
this
say
is
so.
Very easy to prove otherwise.
Anyway, so that is heart-wrenching, awful, awful news.
Yeah.
Again, the roller coaster. Favorite couples break up. Favorite couples get back together.
Couple days
good
here.
Couple. Yeah, really bad. Okay, let's quickly talk about the last couple, Chris and Crystal. We talked about it a little bit. Maybe they're legit. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, Chris started crying. You got a look on your face like you don't believe it. Chris starts crying immediately.
No, I do. I believe them.
They're together on Instagram this morning, going out for a run in San Diego.
Wow. The moms really sold me, Rim. Crystal and Chris's mom were there. Best of pals. Thick as thieves.
It's amazing that the only engaged couple to come out of this show, assuming Jordan and Jenna break up, are Chris and Crystal.
Yeah. And Chris Harrison made a great point to end it. He said, Bachelor in Paradise is all about redemption. These two were villains on their shows, and they came out and they found love and let everyone know that that's... I don't know that they really proved that they weren't villains, especially Chris. Like, he's still yeah. a douchebag in my eyes, but I think Crystal changed some people's minds.
I think so, too. Still just a baffling couple, but yeah. I will keep an eye on them. I don't keep an eye on a lot of couples' posts after they're off the screen, but I'm interested
Listen,
to see where this goes.
I consider myself a PhD, a doctorate of Bachelor. But I'm often wrong about how the couples are going to do. Like, that's something I'm not good at. Rachel
More
and Brian,
historian.
I thought that was fake. I thought JoJo and Jordan weren't going to be real. Those couples are more legit than anyone I've ever seen.
Don't trust our intuition, basically. Don't listen to our podcast is what that says.
I'm just saying we're good at everything except for the long-term prospects of those of the final of the results.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we're good at predicting who's going to end up together for the most part.
Final thoughts on Paradise, AB. This season.
I enjoyed this season more than any other season. I've never been a big Bachelor in Paradise guy. It has not drawn me in the past, and I end up like kind of watching but not really watching through the season after a couple episodes because I'm not that interested. This one, watched every second.
In my opinion, this season had everything you could possibly want from a Bachelor in Paradise season. Mm-hmm. There were some bad episodes. The Tia Colton thing was done. But overall, you had 20 hours of funny stuff, people you knew and liked.
Yep.
Not a lot of scumbaggery, just a tinge of scumbaggery. Two couples I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great, some cool dates, just a great, great season. A lot of people, great season. I loved it and I'm glad we watched it.
Agreed.
Okay, one more thing before we get to the rose bag. Did you hear this? Did you see this, AB? Becca Martinez.
Yes.
Announced this morning that she is pregnant, which is part of the reason, and showing significantly, which is part of the reason why she didn't go on Paradise in addition to having a boyfriend.
Sounds like she's about halfway there, Rim.
Wow.
And I couldn't be happier for someone. Love, Becca Martinez.
Congratulations. Bummed we didn't get her in Paradise, though. That's how I view this.
That goes without saying. I would have appreciated her going even if she was pregnant, honestly.
Would have been could have been the bartender. Yeah. That would have been fine. Okay, let's move on to the rose bag. It's 773-234-7794, but we're going to be gone for a while, most likely. So thanks, everyone who sent in messages to the rose bag. We appreciate it. Obviously, we can't get to them all. But let's dive into a few questions. Someone in the 860 area code. My wife Amy and I are big fans. Now that we know that Colton is the Bachelor, who will they bring on to be in his crew for advice this season? Will all the guys from Paradise be on to give him advice, or do you think his friends from Becca's season will be on? Are we going to get more cheese and suitcase conversations with Jordan and Colton? What do you think, AB?
I think it goes without saying Jordan's going to be there. I think Grocer Joe might be there. Really do.
Well, yeah. I mean, get the golden goose, the real golden goose in there.
I think it's going to be Bachelor in Paradise. It'll be a mix, I think. I mean, most of them are the same people, though, right? Grocer Joe, Jordan, those guys are both.
Yeah, Will's. They're probably also thinking Jason. I don't think Jason will be there. I think there are a few guys that were on Becca's season that thought they had a chance to be the Bachelor and probably will decline to help him on his journey.
Do you think we'll ever see Jason or Blake again on anything? Now, please remember, Rim, about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I made the bold prediction that we would not see Jason until next 2019's Bachelor in Paradise.
You said that?
Yes.
You said Jason, 2019 Bachelor?
Yes.
I think I agree with that. Jason has demonstrated that he wants to be in
the
spotlight.
And at the time, it was, AB, that's dumb. He's going to be the Bachelor. Oh, look at me now.
Okay. All right. Well, if we're going to do that, someone go through and find all our horribly wrong
predictions.
No, don't do
that. I'm just going to call out the good things I say. I don't think it'll be the big names, though. I think you're right. I think it'll be, and when I say big names, I mean Jake and or Jason and Blake. I don't think they'll be on. I think it'll be Joe, Jordan, Wills. Who else is there? Maybe Eric might show up. Who knows?
Have we addressed this yet, AB? The blurring of the butts?
Yeah, I've been a big proponent against the blurring of the butts, Rem.
Why is that? Let me read this question first, actually. Let's give credit to this question. Hey, guys, I found your podcast last week, and it's already become my favorite Bachelor podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Kristen from Oklahoma City. Please share with your friends. Weird question. Do you notice the egregious amount of blurring on women's butts this season of BIP? My husband kept pointing it out, and while I get needling to do it, your boy can't read.
Come on,
right? I'm just gonna say. I was like, needling? Are you knitting and crocheting while you're watching? While I get needing, where am I here? While I get needing to do it in some cases, I have to agree with him that there was a lot more of it, and seemingly for no reason at all. Basically, just any time a woman turned around.
Yeah.
Any theories or thoughts?
No, I agree completely, and I'm tired of it, Rim. They're making it seem like these girls are coming out nude. It makes I feel like it's a bad look when you get your butt blurred out, and I don't like it. I think ABC's doing it unnecessarily. Like the F, what is it? The F, what is it? Who makes them blur and make sure you can't swear too much on TV? What?
FCC?
Yeah, FCC. That's the one. The FCC doesn't have that rule. Like, they don't need to be blurring these butts. On Naked and Afraid, it's full butt cheeks, Rim.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I'll have to check that out.
No blur.
Okay. Wow. All right. Getting a little too excited about Negative Fright. I think it's probably an overcorrection. I think it's tongue in cheek. A lot of it's tongue in cheek. And I think once they started, they just didn't stop, and it became.
I think they
got to a point where they didn't pick and choose.
I think they're trying to make it seem like these women are more scantily clad than they are, Rim. Like these are just normal bathing suits. There's nothing that needs to be blurred.
All right, we got a ton of questions about two topics. Number one being the Jen and Jordan thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. Number two being, are we going to cover Dancing with the Stars? AB.
Interesting.
The answer is absolutely not. Will we have a Dancing with the Stars podcast? Get serious. It's a dancing competition show. What are we going to talk about? Oh, I really thought he did his thing. Who? No, it's not going to happen. Plus, spoiler alert, Joe is going to be gone in week two.
There
the first time the fans can vote, Joe is gone.
Speak for yourself. There might be something. Have you seen it? They do like a lot of cut scenes.
There's storylines on Dancing with the Stars.
There are storylines to it. There might be something there. A quick little 10-minute thing. Let us know if you want to see something quick from your boys every week. I'll gladly do it.
I'll put it this way. Maybe we will live tweet Dancing with the Stars observations from our handle
just
at RoseCastCS.
Just a quick 5-minute deal of favorites, things of the episode. Who knows? I'll work on it, folks.
All right. Instagram, follow us. Maybe we'll post some funny videos of Joe at RoseCast Podcast. Facebook/RoseCast Podcast. Maybe we'll get back on to doing our non-Bachelor podcast in the off season. It's called Rim and AB. If you search Rim and AB in your podcatcher, this will come up, the RoseCast. Like, subscribe, and also find the other one just called Rim and AB. It's everything but Bachelor.
I wouldn't mind talking about some non-Bachelor stuff here now that we've been on a six-month whirlwind tour of Bachelor in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah. I tell you what, I am looking forward to the break from the Bachelor. The emotional ringer it's been put me through just this week alone.
Absolutely.
It's a lot. AB, anything else?
No, I don't
think
so.
Mention, this is it. This could be our sign-off for 6 months. Who knows?
I just appreciate everyone listening, Rim. They stick with us. We've been doing this a while. This has been, like I just said, it's been a long stretch of Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise. And people have stuck with us, and I appreciate that.
We very much appreciate it. Here's our plan. If you're still listening at this point, you're a hardcore fan. We need you to share the show, hype it up. Spread it around, friends and family. That way we can sell you stuff with ads next season. We can hit you over the head with a ton of ad reads and make this worth our while. Because right now we don't have those. And we don't want your money. Okay?
No.
We don't want any Patreon or anything like that. We want the big corporation money. That's the cash we want. That's the checks we want. So share it around and hopefully get to the point where we could sell out. I would love to sell out. I don't know about you.
I've been dreaming of selling out since I was a little boy, Rim.
Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.